We're going to try to finish the sixth parak of Maseches Gittin today. Let's go back to the Mishnah that starts in the bottom of Samach Vav and Aleph. I think we read it last time, but let's read it again because all of the Gemara is obviously based on this Mishnah. This is the last Mishnah in the parak. Amar l'shnayim, if a guy says to two people, Tanu get l'ishti, I want you to give a get to my wife. So he never said kisvu tanu, he just said Tanu get l'ishti. So Rashi points out, still they can sign the get themselves and they don't tell other Edom to sign the get because he's not making them a Beis Din who should oversee others in doing the get. He's making them Edom, and therefore they should be the ones to sign the get. So he tells two people, give a get to my wife, Ol shlosha, or he says to three people. Now three people could already be a Beis Din, but he says to them, kisvu get to tenu l'ishti. He gets more explicit, and he says, I want you to write a get and give it to my wife. So even though it's three people, and they could have been a Beis Din, he told them, no, don't be a Beis Din, write the get. I'm not making you a Beis Din, I'm making you the writers of the get. In these cases, the people write the get and they can give the get. They are the shluchim of the husband. Omar l'shlosha, but if he says to three people who are capable of being a Beis Din, tenu get l'ishti, and what does he not say? Kisvu, right? He just says, give a get. That's a way of saying, I'm making you guys a Beis Din to oversee the giving of the get to my wife. And therefore, they don't have to do it themselves. Hare elu yomru la'acherim. They can tell other people, v'yichtivu, and the other people will write it. Mipnei sha'asan, Beis Din divra meir, because he has made them into a Beis Din. That's Rameir Shita. V'zu halacha hello, Rabbi Chanina Ishono, mi Beis Hasurin. And this is halacha that Rabbi Chanina Ishono brought back from the jail cell. Remember what he was doing in the jail cell. He was going to visit Rabbi Akiva. Good. So he came back from Rabbi Akiva. Mekubalani. Ba'omer l'shlosha, tenu get l'ishti, sheyomru la'achirim v'yichtivu mepnei sha'asan Beis Din. If you say to a group of three people, tenu get l'ishti, and you don't say the word kisvu, you just say, give a get to my wife, you have made them a Beis Din, and therefore they don't have to write it themselves, they can oversee other people writing it. Amar Rabbi Yossi, nominu l'shliach af anu mekubalin. Rabbi Yossi says, we told this Chanina, who became the shliach, to say this in the Beis Medrash from Rabbi Akiva, so we told him, af anu mekubalin, shafilu amar le'Beis Din ha'gadol shebi Yerushalayim tenu get l'ishti, she'yilmudu v'yichtavu v'yitnu. Not only do we disagree with you, and do we think that if you say to three people tenu get l'ishti, that they have to write it themselves, and they can't just play an oversight role in the get, they have to actually write it themselves. Even if you were to go to the Beis Din ha'gadol Yerushalayim and tell them where there's no more of a functioning Beis Din, there's no greater functioning Beis Din than the Beis Din ha'gadol Yerushalayim, and you tell them tenu get l'ishti, even in that case, if they don't know how to write a get, they better figure it out soon, because you have not appointed them as a Beis Din, you've appointed them as the guys who you want to write the get. So complete disagreement between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Akiva. So let's do main point number one over there, actually. So main point number one, Rabbi Akiva holds, if you say to three or more people, tenu get, they become a Beis Din and don't have to write it themselves. And who disagrees?
Rabbi Yossi.
Right. Rabbi Yossi says, even if you said it to the Beis Din HaGadol, they have to write it themselves. They must write it themselves. Okay, good. So that is part one of the Mishnah, which we saw last time already. Says the Gemara Vayter now, Amar La, sorry, if you say to 10 people, Kisvu tenu get l'ishti, I want you to write and give a get to my wife, Echad kosev u'shnayim chosmin. All 10 don't have to be involved. One guy could write, and the other two, and two others can sign. But if you say, Kulchem ksuvu, I want all of you to write a get, well then, Echad kosev v'kulam chosmin. Only one guy has to actually write the get, but everybody's got to sign, because you said you want all of them in on the get. All of them, therefore, have to sign. Lefichach imei sechen mehen hareza gebatel. So if you said to a group of 10 people, kulchem, and one of those people dies, so then the get is going to be batel. You will never have a get because the person, one of the key players, is not there anymore. He's dead. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yemri Bar Abba, Shalchulemi Bei Rab L'Shmuel. They sent from the Bei Rav to Shmuel the following Shaila, Yilamdenu Rabbeinu, teach us our Rebbe. Amar L'Shnayim Kisvu Utnuget L'Ishti. If you say to two people, Kisvu Utnuget L'Ishti, so what do you want them to do? You want them to be the ones, right? They should not play an oversight role. They should be the ones to do it themselves. But what did they do? Va'amru L'Sofer V'Kasav. They hired a Sofer to write it. But they themselves signed it. Mahu, is that good enough? Is that meaning when you said, I want you guys to write a get, did you really mean I want you guys to sign a get for me? And you don't really care if they write it, or were you actually being makbid that these guys be the ones to write the get? Okay, maybe, but that's we're assuming he's giving specific instructions over here for a reason. So he's not right. So I guess we're not saying that he just wants whatever works, because he wouldn't be so specific if he wanted just whatever works. So he's being very specific for a reason. The question is, what does he mean? Where do we have this concept of does ksiva mean signing, or does it mean writing as well? In the, when the Torah uses it, v'kasavla. Right? Does v'kasavla mean ksiva? Does it mean chasima? Right? Does it mean edi chasima karti? Right? So if the man says kisvu tenu, so now he's being makbid that they be the ones to do it. But to do what? Do they only need to sign, or must they write it as well? So shalach lehu teitzei v'adavar tzarek talmi. He said, well, if the woman got remarried based on this get, then she should get away from that new husband, because we need to reanalyze this. We need to look into this a little bit more. Maya Dover Tzarech Talmud, what do we mean that it needs to be looked into a little more? What's the suffix? What's the root of the issue? What's the nekuda that we're not sure about? If the issue is that this is an example of words, that what you told them to do is not a maisa, you instructed them about words, and our suffix is, can words be handed over to another shliach? Meaning, if I had a words given to me, I was a shliach made with words, can I turn around and make another shliach with those words? Very important concept. Mili imimsrun l'shliach is an important concept. Hadavar Tzarech Talmud, a little less important concept, but also I have it circled. Hadavar Tzarech Talmud just means it needs more analysis. Mili imimsrun l'shliach. Mili imimsrun l'shliach means, can you take words and hand them over to another shliach? Give him verbal instructions and make him a shliach in that way. So is that the issue? He's not sure whether mili imimsrun l'shliach ilomimsrun l'shliach. Vamer Shmuel Amar Rebbe Halacha Krabi Yosi Damer Mili Lamimsrun L'Shliach. But he's not really mesupik about that. We know what he holds about that. Shmuel holds that we paskin like Rabbi Yosi that Mili Lamimsrun L'Shliach. That if you ask these guys to do something, they are not allowed to turn around and ask somebody else to do it. So that can't be our suffix over here, whether they're permitted to turn around and ask somebody else to do what is really their responsibility. Ella, what is our suffix? Says the Gemara. Shmuel Hakami Baile. Haik Suvu Iksav Yadan Iksavaget. Our real suffix is when the husband told these guys, I want you to write a get, what did he mean? Did he mean I want you to actually write the text of the get? Or did he mean I want you to sign the get? So we're not sure what he meant. If he meant I want you to sign the get, then it's fine for them to hire a sofer to write the text of the get. They're going to be the ones to sign it. But if he meant I want you to actually write the text of the get, well, then they're not doing what they were supposed to be doing. They're hiring the sofer to do it, and that would ruin everything. So that was the real shaila that Shmuel had. So says Gemara, let's suggest a couple of answers, a couple of proofs. So proof number one that we're going to suggest, v'tifshot leimi masnisin. Can't we prove it from our Mishnah? What does the Mishnah say? Amar l'shnayim tnu get l'ishti, el l'shlosha kisvu getu tnu l'ishti, harei lu yichlu v'yitnu. If you say to two people, right, give a get to my wife, you don't say right, you say give a get to my wife, or you say to three people, write a get and give it to my wife, they must write the get and give it. So don't you see that when you say write, you mean write, that you must write the get. You can't have someone else write the get and you just sign it. You got to write the get. And so Gemara, that's not a good proof. He gufa kavi bailet. Shmuel wasn't sure what that line in the Mishnah even means. Ksuvu ksav yadanu o ksav agenu. What do you mean when we say that he tells the three people, kisvu geru tnu l'ishti? Does he mean sign or does he mean write it? We're not sure what the Mishnah even means in that case. So that's not a raya at all. The same shayla Shmuel had, he has on the Mishnah. He has the shayla as a question what the Mishnah means. So says the Gemara, second possible raya. Pshita de ksava getu. It's pashut that it must be that he means ksava get, that they should write the actual text of the get. Why? De katani seifa, because what does it say in the seifa of our that self same Mishnah? Amr Rabbi Yosi, no minu l'shliach afanu mukubal and shafilu amr lebezin agadol shibushlaim tnu get leishti sheyilmedu v'yichtevu v'yitnula. That we hold, Rabbi Yossi says, that even if you say to the Beis HaGadol in Yerushalayim that they should give a get to your wife, they have to learn how and write it and give it to her. Now, what do you have to learn how to do?
It must be that.
It must be writing the get. It must not be signing, right? Iyam Rafishlam Ksava Getu Shavir. If it's about learning how to write a get, I get it. That makes sense. They would have to learn how to do that. Aliyam Ksav Yodanhu. But if it's about ksav yadan, if it's just about signing their signatures, is there a Beis Din in the world that doesn't know how to sign their signatures? That you're going to say that they have to learn about it? Says we're in ika bedina chadita. I don't know what this means, but somehow there's a new Beis Din that has not yet learned the art of the signature.
This talking about
based on Yerushalayim. Based on Yerushalayim, I know. I'm stuck on this also. I have no idea what that means. But somehow, it's such a chitim, so they have new members of the Beis HaGadol Yerushalayim who don't yet know how to sign their names. I don't know. So, says Mar, V'Yisrielanda Haiksubu Ksav Yadanhu. But wait a second. If you're going to say that when you say write, it means that they should sign Haksava get kosher, that which would mean that someone else can actually write the get. But didn't we say that we had like Rabbi Yossi that you're not allowed to hand over the shlichus to somebody else? So Amri is virilang tiksubu ksavyadnu ksavaget nasa kaomerimru. No, the point is, that's exactly the point. If I tell you to write a get, and all I mean is sign a get, then it's nase ke'omer imru. It's like I'm telling you, even though I never said these words, it's as if I'm telling you, get somebody else to write it. I don't expect you to be a sofer gittin. Get somebody else to write it, and you sign it. Omer imru means, you have that's an important concept, omer imru, that I gave you specific instructions to tell somebody else to do it. So that would not be a problem of mili lo mimsrun l'shliach. Normally, if I give you instructions to do something, you're not allowed to instruct somebody else to do it. But if I give you instructions to instruct somebody else, then of course you're allowed to instruct somebody else to do it. Mode Rabbi Yossi, but Omer Imru. Rabbi Yossi's mode in the case of Omer Imru, that they're allowed to pass off that responsibility to the next guy. Main point number two. Shaila, if two people are instructed, Kislu Utanu. Can they have a sofer write it and they'll just sign? Shmuel wasn't sure about this because even though Mili lo mimsur on the shliach, and even though he's certain Mili lo mimsur on the shliach, he's not sure if kisvu means ksav yad or ksav get. If kisvu means write or sign, ksav yad means signing, ksav get means writing again. So again, Shmuel as a shayla, if two people are instructed, kisvu tenu, can they have a sofer do the writing? What's his suffix about? His suffix is about, does kisvu mean sign, or does kisvu mean write? But know the terminology. Savyad means sign, savget means write. Shmuel was not masupik about mili lo mimsur on the shliach. That he was sure, that mili are lo mimsur on the shliach. Except for a case of Omer Imru. I guess that will be main point number three. Even though we paskin mili lo mimsur on the shliach, even though Shmuel paskins, this will be main point number three. Even though Shmuel paskins that mili lo mimsur on the shliach, all agree that by Omer Imru it's okay. The whole, no, over here it's not, right, the Savig is, are you instructing, right, is it understood in the instructions that I want you to write the get, or I'm only asking you to sign, and therefore the writing of the get is Omer Imru, it's Ki'ilu, I'm telling you to hire somebody else to write the get. So frankly, Gemara, does Rabbi Yossi really agree that Omer Imru makes it okay? Does Rabbi Yossi really agree that if you tell him to instruct somebody else, then he's allowed to instruct somebody else, and that's a viable shlichus? But we have a Mishnah, ksav sofer ve'ed kosher. So that means as follows: that if the sofer writes the get and then signs it along with another aid, that's kosher. Va'amar Rabbi Yirmiya, chasam sofer sheninu. When we say ksav sofer, it means that he signed together with another aid. That's what it means, that it's kosher. If you have the sofer write the get and sign together with another aid, it's kosher. This is where the name chasam sofer and his son, the ksav sofer, comes from. But Vam Rav Chista Masnisin Mani, and Rav Chista says, you know who says that? That it's okay for the sofer to be one of the signatories and to sign together with somebody else? Rabbi Yossi. That's the sheet of Rabbi Yossi, Dabra Mili Lomimsur Nashliya, who says that you can't have somebody else sign it because you were the one that was asked to write it. So if you were asked to write it, you got to be one of the ones to sign it. That's why the sofer has to be the one to sign it. Right, so says Gemara, so what do you see? That we don't, that Omer Imru is not good. Vishal G'dayt of Mother Rabbi Yossi B'Omer Imru. But if you say Rabbi Yossi would agree that Omer Imru would be okay to pass it on along to somebody else, as long as the husband instructed to do so, Nafik Mina Chorva, then this is going to lead to terrible things. You know why? To Zimnin to Amrlu L'Shnayim, because sometimes a husband is going to go and say to two people, Imru L'Sofer V'Yichtov, U'L'Ploni U'Ploni V'Yachtavu. I want you, two people, to go tell a sofer to write this get, and tell two people to sign this get. Umishum kisufa de sofer, chayshi yamachti michad mehanach sahadi v'sofer ba'adayu, ubalo amar hachi. And what's going to happen is, they're going to feel bad to tell the sofer to write the get, and then that he's not allowed to sign it. That's what the husband asked for. The husband said, I want Reuven, the sofer, to write it, and I want Shimon and Levi to sign it. But these guys are going to feel bad. They're going to tell the sofer to write the get, then they're not going to let him sign it. So they're going to say, you know what, Reuven, just sign it. You're the sofer, you'll be one of the signatures. Forget about Levi, we'll just have Shimon sign along with you. But ubalo amar hachi. The husband never said that that's okay. He never allowed that. Now, since we say that it's kosher, but lo sasa ken b'Yisrael, we're not going to be. Since we're going to say that by imru l'sofer v'yichtov l'ploni ploni v'yachtemu, that the get is kosher, but that you shouldn't do that. So it's therefore not shchiach. So we're not going to have to make any gzeira. So therefore, says Rashi, lo shchicha hilkach lo gazrina. We don't make any such gezeira. Ushmuel less late Rabbi Yirmiya, and Shmuel disagrees with Rabbi Yirmiya, the Amar Chasam Sofer Shaninu, who says that the case is that the Sofer writes it and signs it. El Ksav Sofer v'Chasam Eid k'damrin v'amagarish v'lo muki lak Rabbi Yossi, and that price has nothing to do. That Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yossi at all. V'lo Airi Masnisin b'Chasima Sofer Klal. It's not talking about a Sofer signing. Ubein Rabbi Yossi, ubein Rameir k'sheira Chasima. The signatures are totally fine. Ushmuel less late Rav Chisa dam Rabbi Yossi. Shmuel doesn't hold that that Mishnah only goes like Rabbi Yossi, uksav sofer v'divrei akolhi. Rather, he holds that it's written by the sofer, but not signed by the sofer, and that Mishnah goes according to everybody. So says the Gemara, but still we're going to have a chashash. V'leichosh, why aren't we concerned the following? Dilma amr lehu lebeitrei. Maybe a guy will say to two people, imru l'sofer v'yichtov, tell the sofer to write the get, v'atem chasumu, and you guys sign it yourselves. Va'azli hanach, and these two guys, mishum kasufa, to sofer, umacht mi le sofer ba'adi chad minayu, ubalo amar hachi. You know what these guys are going to do? They're going to feel bad to embarrass the sofer, so they're going to have the sofer be one of the signatures, and one of them will sign along with the sofer, but that's not what the husband asked for. Samri, hainami kosher v'lo sasu. Now that's also something that's kosher v'lo sasa, and therefore you don't have to worry about it. Sahani chalamand yamar kasha velosasa. That's great if you hold that this is kasha velosasa. Elamand yamar kasha vasasa ma'ikal meimar. But if you hold it's kasha vitasa, that this is something that's not only kasha, but that you're allowed to do, that you're allowed to go and say imrul sofer v'yichtov and you guys sign it. So then what are you going to say? Shouldn't you be concerned that they're going to have the wrong, they're going to have the sofer sign it? Ella amar ella Rabbi Yossi Tarti. Amar Ushmol Savala Kavasabhado Palagalebhada. So rather what we have to say is that Rabbi Yossi really said two different things. Shmuel holds like him in one and doesn't hold like him in the other. What does that mean? Zakt Rashi. El Rabbi Yossi Tartiamar, Elavade Rabbi Yossi Tartiamar Lupsula. Bain Sham Lishlosha Tnu, Bain Shaamar Imru Luploni Vyichtov Uploni Uploni Vyichtamu Pasul. Rabbi Yossi would say, whether you go to three people and say Tnu get Lishti, or whether you go to two people and say, I want you to tell Reuven to write the get and Shimon and Levi to sign the get, either case it's going to be possible. V'hanach amaroi damri l'kaman tasa v'losasa alibi d'Rabbi Meir pligi d'Rabbi Yossi pasul l'gamri. The whole discussion is it tasa, is it losasa, should you do it, should you not do it? That's all within Rabbi Meir. According to Rabbi Yossi, there's no should you, shouldn't you. It's pasul. V'isal d'Rav Chista d'adigtani chasam sofer kasher Rabbi Yossi d'lech l'mech Hashem ha-shliach tziva v'lobal. But Shmuel d'amar lela d'avr tzarek talmud d'iksuv k'sav yadu k'sav get nasa komer imru. Shmuel himself, who wasn't sure when you say write a get, whether you mean sign it or write it, sover lech Rabbi Yossi b'chada, he holds like Rabbi Yossi when he says that that if it's lo amar imru, that mili are lo mimsun l'shliach. But he's polygalei. He disagrees with Rabbi Yossi in the case of Omer Imru. Meaning, at the end of the day, it comes out like this. Rabbi Yossi holds mili lo mimsun l'shliach. Shmuel paskins that way. Shmuel thinks Omer Imru is an exception. Rabbi Yossi doesn't. Rabbi Yossi doesn't think Rabbi Yossi holds mili lo mimsun l'shliach. Period. There's no exception for Omer Imru. If you were made the shliach, you're not allowed to pass it on to someone else, even if you were instructed to pass it on to somebody else. You're not allowed to do it. Shmuel holds, yes, you are. Omer Imru is an exception. So let's make that main point number one over here. Main point number one, Rabbi Yossi. Shmuel paskins like Rabbi Yossi that Mili lo mimsru on the shliach. But Shmuel holds, Omer, unlike Rabbi Yossi, that Omer Imru is an exception. Good. The rest of the daf is pretty easy. So says the Gemara Gufa. Amr Shmuel Amr Rabbi Halacha Rabbi Yossi. Damer Mili Lo Mimsru L'Shliach. The Halacha Zak Rabbi Yossi that Mili Lo Mimsru L'Shliach. Amr Lefan of Rabbi Shimon V'Rabbi. So Rabbi Shimon V'Rabbi says to him, Me'achar She Rabbi Meir V'Chanina Ish Ono Cholkin Al Rabbi Yossi. Ma Ra'a Rabbi Lomar Halach Rabbi Yossi. Do you know who argues on Rabbi Yossi? Great men. Rabbi Meir Chanina Ish Ono. These guys argue on Rabbi Yossi. How could you pass him like Rabbi Yossi? Amlo shtok b'ni shtok. Please, do me a favor. Be quiet. Lo ri'isa es Rabbi Yossi. You can only ask such a kasha because you never saw Rabbi Yossi. Il moli ri'iso? Had you ever seen Rabbi Yossi and actually spoken to him? Nimuko imo. You would know that he has the most pristine logic. He always gives such perfect explanations for everything he says. You can't argue. So Rabbi Yossi is correct. Rabbi Yossi is nimuko imo. I don't care who argues on him. He's correct. Main point number two. Despite the fact that two Tanaim argue on Rabbi Yossi, we paskin like him because nimuko imo. It's a concept. Nimuko imo. He's extremely logical, always explains his opinions logically. And that leads us now to give a list of shevach of 10 different great chachamim. Rabbi Yossi's great shevach is nimuko imo, his incredibly logical mind. So we're now going to have shevach of 10 other great chachamim. So, Ditanya, we have a braisa, Isi ben Yehuda, Hayamona, Shivchan, Shal Chachamim. Isi ben Yehuda was in the habit of trying to pinpoint exactly what the great shevach of each of the chachamim was. So he says, Rav Meir chacham v'sofer. Rav Meir was a chacham and a sofer. Okay, he was a scribe as well. Rav Yehuda chacham l'chsheyirtza. Rav Yehuda was very smart when he wanted to be. So says Rashi, what does that mean when he wanted to be? When he wanted to really focus, he was very, very smart. So all the achronim say that's not a compliment. That's, you know, that's what you say to a kid who's to a parent of a kid who's underachieving at parent teacher conferences. You know, when he wants to be, he's smart, but that's not a compliment. So a lot of the other achronim say, Marsha says, no, it means that he was chacham l'chsheyirtza, means he was so widely respected he was able to speak whenever he wanted. If he got up and said, you know, I want to speak, l'chsheyirtza, whenever he wanted, everyone was quiet and listened to him. Rabbi Tarfon Gal Shalagozin. Rabbi Tarfon is like a pile of nuts. What does that mean? So Rashi explains that the thing about a pile of nuts is that if you remove one from the bottom, they all come tumbling down. So he was like Rav Shechter. He would start saying a shir on one topic, and then he would, you know, go. One thing would remind him of another thing, would remind him of another thing, and all of Shas starts falling down into place. Rav Shechter called the Sefer Ginas Egos for that reason, because that's his Derech Halimud. You start on this topic, but it just reminds you of this, to that, to the other. It goes in. Rabbi Yishmael Chanus Miuzenes. He was armed, very sharp. So sharp stake person. Says Rashi. What does that mean? Yena Muchan Batamid She'ein. I'm sorry. Nachanus is a store. A store that's fully stocked. So he was like a fully stocked store, meaning that when you go into a store that's fully stocked and you ask them for a product, sure, we got it right here. Right? If they're not fully stocked, they say, oh, we'll order it for you. Can you come back in a few days? So what was the great compliment of Rabbi Shmuel that he was Chanus Miuzenes? When he asked him for a shayla, right away, right off the bat, tip of his tongue. He didn't have to say, I need to think about it, I'll get back to you. Right there. Rabbi Akiva Otzer Balim. Rabbi Akiva was a warehouse that was full of everything, meaning that had all different sorts of varieties. That was Rabbi Akiva's unique thing. He learned from so many different people that he knew this style of learning. He was good in Lamdus and in Halacha. And he was able to collect a little bit from everybody. Rabbi Yochanan Ben-Nuri Kupas Arochlin. He was like a basket of spices, which is very similar. That spices, there's a lot of variety, but it's slightly different, Rashi says. Rashi says, Ein shevach zeh domo shel Rabbi Akiva shenasan li b'tchila v'lomer hakol mevulbal v'achach sidran. Whereas Rabbi Akiva learned everything all at once and then had to arrange them in his own mind, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri learned it kiseder. He tried to learn one at a time, one area of limud at a time. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah kupa shel besamim. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was a kupa of besamim, which is very similar to kupas harochlin, except that the rochel has more varieties in smaller quantity. And kupas shel besamim, less varieties in larger quantity. Mishnas Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Kavanaki. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov speaks very rarely in Shas, but when he does, it's perfect, it's beautiful. So Kav is a measurement, a small measurement, but Vinaki, it's pristine. So you don't have him speak that much, but when he does, it's awesome. And Rabbi Yossi Nimuko Imo. Rabbi Yossi was very logical. Rabbi Shimon Tochen Harbi Emotzi Kima. Rabbi Shimon does a lot of grinding and draws out very little, meaning he sifts through a lot of junk till he gets to the real core of the issue, and he really knows how to whittle it down to a small statement, to like main points. So Tana Mishkach Kima Umasha Motzi Eni Motzi El Subin. So was taught that he forgets very little, and whatever he excludes is only the garbage anyway. V'cheinam Rishimun L'Talmidav B'nai Shanu Midosei Shemidosei Chumos Mitchumos Midos Shal Rekiva. That's what Rabbi Shimon would say. Listen to the way I say Shir, because what I'm giving you over is just the whittled down, you know, taking away all the garbage, taking away the extras, giving you only the most pristine form of the teachings of Rabbi Akiva. Okay, Gufa. Amar L'Shnayim Imr L'Sofer. So now that we're done praising all the rabbis, Amar L'Shnayim Imr L'Sofer V'Yichtov L'Ploni V'Ploni V'Yichtamu. If you say to two people, I want you to tell the sofer to write the get, and to Shimon and Levi to sign the get, Amar Rav Huna Amar Rav Kasher V'Losas Zos B'Yisrael. We discussed this before, right? This is where it is. So Rav Huna Amar Rav says it's kosher, but it's not a good idea to do that. Amalei ulu Rav Nachman, Amalei Rav Nachman ulu me'achad the kosher. My lo sasas zos b'Yisrael. If it's kosher, so why can't you do that? What's the problem? What's the problem of doing this? So he says, no. Amalei chashinu shematiskar edim. We're afraid you're going to hire edim that are going to say that the woman might hire edim who will say in the name of her husband that he had told them to ask a sofer to write the get and edim sign it. Meaning, once you add an extra person in the mix, the husband's not instructing the sofer directly. The husband's not instructing the edim directly. So then a sofer could be misled, an edim could be misled into believing a guy who says, oh yeah, the husband told me to tell you that you should write the get and that you guys should sign the get, because the woman will hire someone to say that, and then she'll get a good sofer and good edim to write and sign the get, and she won't be divorced, but she'll claim she's divorced. So that's very bad. So Frank Gemara, Michashina, are we really worried about that? V'atanya edim achas men al-sadim al-sdei mekach val get isha lo chashul cham l'davar zeh. That when you have edim on a get, the rabbis weren't worried about these things. So Maisa Lavdi Dibura Ka'amri. No, they weren't worried that Edom are going to do something, are going to sign when they weren't instructed to sign, but they are worried that someone could be convinced to tell Edom to sign in the name of the husband, even though that guy was never hired by the husband. Meaning to say, it's much easier to convince someone to do an Avera B'dibur than it is to get him to do an Avera by putting his name down on something. So the woman may not be able to get an aide to hire Edom falsely to sign a get for her. That she's not going to want. To put their name down, they're not going to do that. But to tell a guy, listen, just go tell Edom that my husband told them to sign. So the only one doing the Avera is the one who's talking and telling the Edom. So that she might be able to find. That we are worried about. Amr l'shnayim, imr l'sofer v'yichtov v'atem chesumu. Let's say you say to two people, hire a sofer to write the get, and you guys yourself sign the get. Rav Chista amr kasher v'lo sasa. Rav Chista says it's kasher, but don't do it. Rav Arbachana amr kasher v'tasa. Rav Arbachana says it's kasher, and you can do it. Rav Nachman amr kasher v'lo sasa. Rav Nachman says it's kasher, but don't do it. Rav Sheish amr kasher v'tasa. It's kasher, and do it. Rav amr kasher v'lo sasa. Rav Yosef amr kasher v'sasa. The ikada apichlu, and some switch around Rabbi and Rav Yosef's opinions in that last thing. Okay, main point number three. If the husband instructs Aiden to instruct a sofer and Aiden to make a get, it's kosher, but we do not recommend it. Lest the woman hire Aiden to give these instructions. If the husband instructs two Aiden to have a sofer write it, but to sign it themselves, then it's a machlokas whether this is recommended or not recommended. It's definitely kosher, machlokas whether it's tasa or lo sasa, with a whole bunch of amoraim involved in that machlokas. So again, if the husband instructs Edim to instruct a sofer and Edim to make a get, then it's kosher, but we definitely don't recommend that, because we're afraid the woman might hire Edim to instruct Edim and the sofer in the name of the husband. If the husband instructs to aid him to just hire a sofer, but to sign it themselves, it's definitely kosher, machlokas, whether sasa or lo sasa, whether that's a good idea to do or a bad idea to do. Okay, top of Amud Beis, about 10 lines left to the parak. Amar la sorry kiss we get. You say to 10 people, write a get for my wife. So what did the Mishnah say? If you say to 10 people to write a get for your wife, one of them could write it, two of them could sign, and you're done. But if you say, kulchem, I want you all to do it, then you need all of them to sign the get. So says the Gemara, Tan Rabban, we have a brisa. Amar la sorry kiss we get, it's a new lishti. You say to 10 people, write a get and give it to my wife. Echon kosev al yedei kulam. One of them writes on behalf of all of them. Kulchem ksuvu, but if you say all of you write a get, echad kosev b'maymad kulam. One of them has to write when, and they all have to go with him. They all have to be with him. Halichu get li'ishti. If you say, I want you, you go to 10 people and you say, here, bring this get to my wife. Echad molich al yedei kulam. One guy could bring the get for everybody, could represent everybody. Kulchem halichu, but if you say, I want all of you to go bring it, echad molich b'maymad kulam. Then one guy brings it with everybody else. They all must accompany and they all have to be there. Ibayiluhu, mana osan mahu. But what we're not sure about is what about the following case. You go in and you start, there are 10 people in the room, you start naming them. You don't say the word kulchem, you don't say all of them, but you name the people that are there. So are you insistent that they all be involved? Or is it just good enough to have one guy do it? So Rav Huna Amar Mana Eino Kekulchem. Rav Huna says, if you mention their names, that is not the same as Kulchem. Rav Yochum Mishum Lazar Demin Roma Amar Mana Hareu Kekulchem. Mentioning their names is like saying Kulchem. Amr of Papa Velo Pligi, they're actually not arguing. It depends on how many names you mentioned. Hadamana Kulu, Hadamana Miktasayu. If you mentioned all of the names, then you're probably being makbid that they all do it. But Hadamana Miktasayu, if you only mention some of their names, then you're not being so makbid. Amri Lala Haigis of Amri Lala Haigis. So some say it the way I just said it, and others say it the other way. That if you only mention some of their names, why did you only mention some, not the others? Because you dafka want those guys and all of those guys to be involved. But if you say all of their names, so you're just identifying who's in the room, but you don't really need all of them to be involved. So that can go either way. That could be explained either way. So main point number one on Samach Zayin Beis. When speaking to a large group, A, if you don't say Kulchem, anybody can do it. Any members of the group can do it on their own. B, if you do say Kulchem, all of them have to do it. C, if you list them, you list the names, it depends if you list them all or only some of their names. Now, how it depends, like we said, could go either way, two sheets. Iskin Rav Yehuda Begita de Kulchem Ksuvu O Kulchon O Kolchad V'chad Michon. He made a takana in the get that says Rashi Beget de Kulchem Beget Sha'adam Omer B'maymed Rabim. When you have a get that you're giving instructions to a large group, V'yesh Lachu Shema Yomar L'Kulchem Ichavein V'lo Yachtemu Kulam V'nimtza Get Batal. And we're worried that maybe people are going to think you said Kulchem or you wanted all of them signed. And if less than all of them signed, people are going to think it's a puzzle get. So we made a takana to get around that problem. Hiskin shiu kosvin bo kach amar lanu ploni kislu o kulchan o kolchad minchon kulchan echad kosev b'may min kulam o kol echad minchon. So let's see it in the Gemara now. Iskin Rav Yehuda Begita. Rav Yehuda made the following Begita de Kulchem. Rav Yehuda made the following takana about a get of Kulchem, about a get where you spoke to a large group of people, that you should write in the get as follows: Ksuvu o kulchon o kolchad v'chad minchon. That we were instructed to either have all of us write the get, or any one of us write the get. So it's as explicit as possible, and it's okay no matter which way you go. Chasumu o kulchon o kolchad minchon. And we were instructed that signing could be done by all of us, or could be done by any two of us. Ovilu, o kulchan, o kulchad v'chad milchon. To bring the get, we were instructed could either be all of us, or some of us, or any one of us. Amar Rava, zimnin de ga'izlei le dibure va'amar kulchan v'lomar kulchad milchon v'asil v'sulei. Rava says, this is a bad idea. You're adding too many words into the get. You know what's going to end up happening? They're going to end up writing kulchon in the get and not write the other option of or some of you. And when they write in the get that he said kulchon, then for sure everyone's going to think that they all have to write it. So this is a bad idea to put all those words into the get. Elo Amar Rava, rather Rava says, here's what you do. Ksuvu kolchad minchon, chasumu kolchre minchon, ovilu kolchad minchon. Every get should say like this. Any one of you could write it, any two of you could sign it, any one of you could bring it. Don't say this or that, either all of you or some of you. Just say it like that. Any one of you could write it, any two of you could sign it, any one of you could bring it, and that will solve the problem. Main point number two, Rabbi Yehuda and Rava made takanos in a get that involves talking to a group of people to avoid any confusion. Of course, you should know what the difference between the takanas were. Rabbi Yehuda's takana was a much more verbose takana, and Rava thought it was dangerous to get so verbose because people are going to... Dilma Ga'iz, we've had that. Where do we have that? Dilma Ga'iz, we're afraid you're going to shear off some of the... Right, by what? Fanei Nechtav Lashma, Fanei Nechtav Lashma. Don't give him too many words to say. You're going to leave out some of the words. Hadron Allah Ha'omer. Hey, Be'ezus Hashem, we're going to be skipping about three dapim. I think Shafta sometimes says that these types of dapim about the medications may not be Talmud Torah. To learn, it just says medicines, how they would treat the different illnesses. So it's very, very difficult and tedious to read, and limited value to us in terms of our own growth and learning. So we're going to skip ahead to Daf Ayin, Be'ezus Hashem, next week. Yeah, I would imagine that's what.